If you have your Bibles, quickly open to the book of, we'll read two of them. The first one will start with the book of Ephesians chapter 2. We read that last time. Let's just connect from where we stopped. We have been speaking on the subject of righteousness, talking about the right righteousness, the righteousness of God. We have been talking about that. Ephesians chapter 2. We have been talking about that righteousness. And one of the things I've said again and again, I want to say it again. What is righteousness? Now, last time we tried to explain what righteousness meant, and we read a story of the man who wanted to gain favors with his neighbors when he would have lost his job. He was a manager of a company, and his boss was going to fire him. And I said, this is what I'm going to do. I am going to create favor for myself so that I will be accepted in the homes of people when I will have lost this job. And what did he do? He went to one man and said, how much are you owing? And that one said 1 million naira as an example. And he said, okay, write down 500,000 or write down 100,000. The idea was that he was buying favors for himself. And I use that to illustrate what righteousness, all right, meant again, or what it means again. That is his righteousness. That man was attaining righteousness with his neighbors. That is, anytime they will see him, they will welcome him. Because he said, I want to be accepted in their homes. I want to be able to enter into their homes and receive what I will need at any particular point in time. And that's what righteousness is. So we as Christians, we often do that. We want to be accepted before God. We want to be able to walk into his presence and pray about our needs. We want to be able to walk into his presence and say, I need a job. We want to be able to walk into his presence and say, I need to be healed. We want to be able to come into God's presence and be accepted. We want God to look at us and point, all right, in our direction. You know, I was watching TV, and this way we'd make the mistake. I just want to say it again so as emphasize it. When we think like that, and for that reason we start doing works, it's called righteousness by works. You understand my point? It's called what? Righteousness by works. And it is not right. It is inferior to the righteousness of God. I was watching TV a few days ago, Christian TV. I know we do it all the time. I know we want to raise money for our networks. Let me say something to you again. If you're a Christian, here, say amen. All right, very good. If you're a Christian, one of the things you must, all right, put in front in everything you do in life is sincerity. Truth. Are you getting my point? For example, let's assume, I want to give you a practical example. Assume this is a church now, and I want to organize a program, and I want everybody to come. There's no point trying to promise blessings that God did not promise. If the aim is I want you to come, I will say it to you straight. If I organize a program, and you don't come, who will come? Please, I'm begging you, come. There's no need to come in and say, listen, there is a special blessing for the look, all those things in our talk. And it's not good. If there's a special blessing, say it. Are you getting my point? But if you are not convinced, if you just want people to come, tell them. I've been to places to preach before, and people will say to me, maybe the pastor said, look, we have needs in the church, and I'm supposed to preach. This is what I do. Some people, this is what they do. They start telling stories about, oh, there's a special breakthrough that's about to come your way. Today, if you bring out a seed, it will enter into your life. And the truth is that you just want to meet the needs of the church. Are you getting my point? It's a lie for you to say there's a special breakthrough, because that was not why you mounted the pulpit. There are times the church doesn't have a need. Nobody has a need. But indeed, there is a special breakthrough for those who will do certain things that God wants them to do. It happens. But if that's not the reason why you picked up that mic, don't lie. Say it straight. And that's what I do. If I've done it before many times. I finish my preaching and I close the preaching. I say, praise the Lord. I heard this church is owing money. Who will pay it if you don't pay it? Well, yeah, everybody, let's gather together and pay it. Do you get my point? And you'll be amazed. Christians are good people. The Spirit of Christ in them makes them what? Good people. If you are teaching them the word of God, you'll be amazed at what they will do. Young Icho described how they built, I don't know whether it's the first, but they were saying they built one major church. He went into debt, that is, he entered into a contract that the guys should start building. He realized he had beaten more than he could chew. And he was entering into depression and distress. At the point in time, his wife told him to run away. Because he gave a check, the check was supposed to to enter, and money not there. This is the point. I forgot the detail of the story, but one day in church, one woman rose up and said, our pastor is in trouble. We have to bail him out. You know, they have long hair. So she went, cut her hair, and sold it for a wig. And some people said, oh, that's how they did. A widow came and said, all I have is my bowl and chopsticks. That's all, just like a widow's mite. This is what I want to do. And they kept on doing that. People, one man bought the widow's chopsticks and her bowl, if I remember well, for like $50,000. Said, I want to buy that. He could have gotten that in the shop for $5. He bought it for like $50,000. Everybody started rallying around and they bailed him out of the trouble. It would have been a sin unto God for him to hire somebody to come and say, there is a special breakthrough. Listen, the breakthrough now is that pastor is about to die. Let's pull him out. He's the one that needs breakthrough, not the rest of us. I was watching TV and they began to read. Somebody sent him $58. His head got corrected. Another one said $58. His teeth got corrected. Another one said $58. His problems came to an end. Another one said $58. His eyes began to see clearly. Another one said $58. I just switched off the television. I said, stop insulting this gospel. If you need money, say we need money. You are a witness in Kingdom World Ministries. All the co-workers, people who work with me, we have a rule. Every month, you must give money. I don't put an amount on it. But you must give that money. It can be 200 naira, but you must make up your mind. If you are my co-worker, you must give money. If it's 10 million, God bless you. You are blessed also. You get my point? Yes, it's clear. You know why? It's simple. I have to pay Omega Channel. Pay the radio broadcast, the radio stations. You understand? Keeping this power, this place powered, you know, with light and everything, it costs a lot of money. All those things cost money. I don't mince words about them. I tell you simply. But I will never get up and start telling somebody that this is for your breakthrough, unless indeed it's for your breakthrough. I've seen people that their breakthrough is closed because they have no faith to give. So such people, you tell them. And this is a good thing about it. Whether you need money or not, tell them. If you're a preacher, you have to teach the truth constantly, not dependent upon what you need. Why did I go into that? We're talking about righteousness. Because as I was watching that day, that's why I talked about that. Somebody was there, somebody sent $500, and then suddenly breakthrough came. And it came, all these stories. I felt bad. You know why I felt bad? Many people feel they have not received from God because they have not sent their own $200. Let me say to you again, the only reason God blesses you is because Jesus paid. Let me say it to you again. You cannot pay more than the one Jesus has paid. Anything Jesus couldn't pay for you, you can never get it. Let me say it to you again. Anything you need now, Jesus has paid for it. It is not that your measly $10,000 that will make God do it for you. Let's get that clear. Christians must, because I was watching TV again. I said, this is supposed to be a Christian channel. What are we doing to people? We are deceiving them. Because we are deceived already. Listen. People tell me that, I sow this seed. Listen, you see, I've gotten the point is that there are things that, as you say, you may have said, tickle, listen, I've read the Bible enough. You can't tell me the scriptures are wrong. Jesus said, whatever you need, what do you do? Ask. He said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will do it for you. He said, I'm not even saying I will come and ask the Father for you. The Father himself loves you. I hope you get my point. What am I emphasizing? Righteousness. Why do we try to do things for God? Because we want to be acceptable before him so he can do for us. And I'm saying to you again, that is not righteousness. It is not the righteousness of God. It's not acceptable. What God is going to do for you, he has done for you because of the sacrifice that Jesus made. You know of the grace of Jesus Christ, Paul said, in that he was rich, yet for your sake, he became poor, that you through his poverty might be made rich. What am I saying? That's what it means for the righteousness of God to be revealed from faith to faith. What does that mean? God has given promises. You are blessed in life because of his promises. Those promises were paid for by Jesus Christ. You cannot, let me say to you again, you cannot with anything today pay for the sins of your ancestors. Jesus paid for it already. Are you getting my point? Behold what? Behold what? That does what? Including those of your ancestors. Righteousness is by faith. What does righteousness mean? It means I'm accepted in God's presence. God looks towards me with favor, and he will do anything for me if it's within his powers. Are you getting my point? And tell me that which is not within his powers. The only thing that hinders God from doing for you and doing for me is what the Bible calls unbelief, and we're going to see it in a moment. Everything in life, when we are receiving from God, is tied to faith. What did I call it? Faith. It is tied to what? Faith. It is tied to faith. What is the primary faith? Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus died for your sins. If you believe that, say amen. He died to make you rich. If you believe that, say amen. He died to heal you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. If you believe that, say amen. There's nothing you are doing to achieve that. All your job in life is to strive to enter into that point. At a point in time, Paul preached. He looked at one woman and said, it looks like now you have the faith to be healed. Are you getting my point? What is getting healing into that fellow's body was the faith. Faith is what you need. That is, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. People labor every day by works. That's what I'm trying to talk about again. I was watching TV that day. They were reading it out. You know, letters. I'm writing in from Connecticut. I sent $558 and then now my life is not the same again. And I said, what are you waiting for? Are you sitting down there? Better send your $58 and your life too will not be the same again. I just switched the channel. I switched the channel because I don't like it. I switch the channel because you're not explaining to people that what you need to do is increase your faith in God. What you need to do is understand God and understand the Lord Jesus Christ. What you need to do is to see clearly what God has done for you in Christ Jesus. I'm sorry to say this. I don't like it. I don't even like to sound as if I like causing trouble. But if somebody doesn't speak this, who will say it? Somebody has to tell the truth. Most of the time we talk like that, we need money. That's why we talk like that. I'm sorry, I don't like to do this. But I sit down every day and I say, Christians, you're not being told the truth. Let me say to you again, you don't need to give money to prosper. Your prosperity is not dependent upon your offerings. It's dependent upon the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Better hear it now. Every day I go to places, I turn on TV, I buy books. That's telling me that if you want to prosper, you must give. I don't nonsense. If you don't tie the devourer come, let the devourer come in my house. I will eat it for breakfast. Yes, sir. Listen, I'm a child of God. Jesus has paid. Don't put me on edge. Don't make me look like a sinner. I am not a sinner. I'm blessed in Christ Jesus. If I give because I love God. I give because I love the person I'm meeting his need. If I see a good work, ask my wife. This is how we live our lives. If I see a good work, I participate. If you want me to dash you money, it's very simple. Come up to me and say, sir, I just bought a car. I will give you money to go and fill the tank. Yes. You don't do anything good in my presence and I don't participate. The gospel of God must be preached. It costs money to preach the gospel. I'm aware of it. So every money that God gives my wife and I, we make sure that a good chunk of it goes towards preaching the gospel. Because I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God to them to save those who believe. It's the power of God unto salvation. For all those who believe. What's the point I'm making? If I believe that, I will give, because it costs money to tell somebody. From all over the world, people are downloading our messages. It's not free. It's free for them. But it's not free for us. We stay up at night. We pay the web host. We pay the web designer. We keep on paying for data to keep things on the web. We pay annually to retain the name. That's the web link. We pay for all those things. It may be free for them, but it's not free for us. I believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is the power of God unto salvation for all those who believe. If I really believe it and God gives me money, what do you think? If I don't give money towards it, I don't believe. If I don't give money towards, you know what it means? I don't believe.
Listen, I want you, next time you want to pray, pray boldly. Don't be afraid that, you know, like one very famous lie in the body of Christ today. Nothing leaves God's hands until something leaves your hand. Very famous lie in the body of Christ. Very popular. That supply does not answer to prayer, it answers to seed. That is not the Bible. You have read the scriptures. Jesus said it clearly, straightforward. Paul also said it. Jesus said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he'll give to you. Whatever. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. James said, you have not because you ask not. And when you do ask, you ask wrongly. What do I mean by you are asking wrongly? You're asking for contention. You want to spend it on your own lust. Steve has bought a car. What am I waiting for? God, you give me a car. God said, why do you need a car? Because Steve has bought one. That's why I don't give to you. If you settle down, you are convinced that you need it. And you walk up to me and know that I'm the only one that can give it to you. Watch it. It will just be a matter of a short while. It will be in your hands. What am I talking about? People now get up every day. They are trying to do work so that God will give to them. I'm saying to you again today, please stop that nonsense. Especially because God doesn't recognize it. You have been wasting time, wasting money, wasting energy, wasting all your effort. God does not recognize it. And he has sent me this year to go and tell you, stop that nonsense. You insult me every day when you come and say, God, I have given, so you give back to me. God said, you are insulting me. You are insulting me. You are insulting me. I will soon injure you. If you don't stop this nonsense, for every dollar you give to me, I take 100 away from you. I will drill you so much you'll be afraid to give. That's the word of God. That's the word of God. If you don't stop this nonsense, henceforth, every naira you give, I take 100 away from you. I leave you stranded on the main road at night. You will have no help. Cold will almost kill you, except that you're not in a temperate country. Until you kneel down and say, God, have mercy on me, and I will show you mercy. That you don't walk into my presence saying that, God, I have given you, come and give back to me. I will demand the breath that I give to you. That day, I will ask you to pay for it. You had better be careful when you enter into my presence. He said, guard your steps when you enter into the temple of God. Draw near to listen. Rather than to come and be offering the sacrifice of fools. I'm telling you today, many Christians wake up day and night, they are offering sacrifices of fools because they think, if I don't give this, I will not marry. Listen to me, those who had nothing, I gave them husbands. Listen, I will wreck everything you put your hand to do. If you ever give money and walk into my presence and say, God, give back to me. The little you have, I will take it away from you. Listen to the word of God, people of God today. Henceforth, you want anything from God, walking boldly. You know what boldly means? You are not checking anything. You just walk into the throne of grace. And the Bible says you will experience what? Mercy. And you find grace to help in the time of need. You come in boldly. Just as I am. Without what? That song. Remember that song? Just as I am, without one plea. That is, I have nothing else to say but that the blood has been shed for me. You know what I'm teaching again? What am I talking about? Righteousness. I said to you before, let's get back to it. I always want to connect. You see, some things that you hear every day, it provokes your spirit. Because they are not right. Jesus is being insulted daily. It's not right. It's not right. Listen, forget your ancestors. What did I say?
Forget your ancestors.
Let me say it again. Forget your ancestors. Whatever evil they did is none of your business. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
Whatever evil they did is what? None of my business. None of my business. It doesn't concern me. Say, come and break the curse of the ancestors over my life. First, identify it for me. They say, you have been having problems. Barack Obama has problems. George Bush has problems. No, listen. Go to America. The America you are dying to go for, to, they have problems. Even Jesus had problems. You, that's not a problem. You don't know? Even Jesus had problems. There was a time they caught him, there was no money. You think he just liked to do miracle? Now, serpents may go, they fish for money. people don't realize it. I'll give you a scripture. The Bible says he learned obedience from these things that he what? Suffered. He learned obedience from the things that he suffered. He had problems. He had problems. But I like one thing he said. He said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. What am I saying? The problems around your life, they are not a sign of anything. They are not a sign that the devil has a hold of you. They are not. Life has phases. Many of the problems in life that Christians are in, it is because they don't understand where they are in life. They are doing the work of tomorrow, today. The work of today is being left undone. A man that God has given money to pay rent is laying foundation. He's begging for problems. God says, sufficient unto the day is evil thereof. He said, but my cousin Steve has already laid foundation. He's about to roof his house. God said, good. Run into your competition with Steve. And that's where the problem begins. Daddy, please, want to go to the shop. Like, will you keep quiet there? What are they doing there? Why? He has to pay the bricklayer that he can't afford. These children, this is, you just like the shop. Ever since they brought the shop right to this town, you think things have been spoiling. What has spoiled? Nothing has spoiled. Your problem is that you can't afford to give your children the money. What I'm preaching is why you don't have the money. It is because you are paying bricklayers when you should be paying a landlord. Life is in phases. Life is in what? Phases. There is a time that if they see in anything beyond Keke Napep, you should be flogged. It doesn't mean you are not blessed. It just means if they fly you now in an air-conditioned jet, your brain will freeze. You will never prosper. So God says, go to Ife Sinachi. Look for a bus that is not air-conditioned. How does he do it? It is simple. If the air-conditioned one is 4,000, he gives you 2,005. People think that God will come and say, hey, my son, Steve, thou shalt go to Lagos in a heated bus. God said, no, wahala. I go give you money. Go to anyone where you see enter. When you reach there, they say condition bus 4K. He said, oh God, when did it become 4,000? They say, I'm a shift. No, this country, this is not fair. God is telling you. One angel will say, listen, that one is 2,500. You go check your pocket, 2,007 exactly. 50 naira for gala, 80 for pure water, 100 for transport when you reach Lagos. You go grudgingly go there. One angel is waiting for you. They don't clean your seat. Say, sit down. They go blow hot air on your brain so it will warm up. And work well. When you get to Lagos, you'll be having dreams and revelations. Between here and Lagos, God will have given you the path to breakthrough. But when you go into the one that's air condition, you fall asleep. All the angels will be asking you, hey, see revelation, you are asleep. Do you get my point? Now, why did I say all of those things? I'm not going to explain to you again. Your state in life right now is not proof that the devil is holding your life because of your great-grandfather's sins. It's not. I don't have time to go into it, but there are many reasons. I said to you before, number one reason why Christians have problems. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. I was preaching about last week. I said something to them. I said, one major problem Christians have is misunderstanding or misinterpretation of the events of their life. That's it. Something goes wrong. They say it's the sin of my ancestors. And people now make a merchandise of their souls. I've come to you again to explain that it's not the sin of your ancestors. If something goes wrong in your life, there are a number of reasons. Number one, ignorance. Are you getting my point? People will dream. Hey, that's the one that makes me laugh. They dream. What happened? I dreamt that I was flying. What does it mean? An ignorant pastor tells them, it means you were initiated into a particular court as a baby. Bishop Oyedepo dreamt he was flying. He said, it's a confirmation that I'm going to fly private planes. Now he has three. You can sit down and be criticized. Why is he flying private jets? It is because he dreamt the same dream you had and you decided it's because you are an Obanje cult. He dreamt the same dream and now he's literally, physically flying. Some people dream that they are sleeping at night and they were swimming. And somebody said, What happened? It's because, you know, mommy water spirit is saying, what is your name again? They say, my name is Osamudi. It means either Osa is short for Orisha, which is water spirit, which they interpret for you. You see books on interpretation of dreams. Lies! If you swam, raise your hand and say, God, the swimming pool at the back of my house will be at least half Olympic size. That's interpretation. I swim in my dream. It means nothing. It means I need to cool down. God has, he has planted me beside many waters. And if you are beside many waters, occasionally you must be baptized. He's there. Go and check the Ethiopian eunuch. He said, what stops me from being baptized? Since that we're in the, beside many, no, what they call it? Since we have an abundance of water here. You should know, when you are swimming, it means abundance is coming your way. I like my favorite gospel verse of scripture. Verse 12, Isaiah chapter 66. It said, behold, listen to this. I cause prosperity to flow towards you like what? Like what? And the wealth of the nations like what? What do they do inside rivers? When you have overflowing stream, won't you just enter and just splash around a bit? Don't let any ignorant person come and tell you that the fact that you are dreaming that everywhere, you know, you're swimming, it means you have a problem. The one that makes me laugh, they said, you know, if somebody comes to make love to you in your dream, every young man, by the time you reach 13, 14, 15, they are always coming. Am I lying? No, not officially telling anything, because he, let me not make you lie now. You certain teenage years, you start imagining things. You watch two films, you dream of it for the next 5 nights. Am I lying? So you are demon possessed. The only demon there is Hollywood. Grow up. The Bible says that you fill your heart with the word of God. If some things are perfect, think of these things. Anything you fill your heart with during the day is what manifests at night. He said, bat, I told the story before. Bat is flying and Christians can't sleep. My classmates were children. God, we were children. Teenagers. Not 17, 18 though. By that time, a lot of us were in university. I'm talking about we're 12, 13, 14, maximum 15. Bats enter the classroom, they close the window, kill the bat, tore it with hand, and roasted it in the fire of a lantern and ate it. Not a story, I was there. I can give you the names of the boys who did the job. I joined amongst those who blocked the window. Why didn't I eat? I wasn't used to eating bats. It wasn't because of fear. And how can you cook the bat? Listen, I was present. They thought there was no knife. We were in class reading. There was no light in that classroom. We had a lantern. They removed the shade of the lantern and roasted the bat bit by bit and ate it and continued reading. Many Christians, where have they gone? Deliverance. Because of bat. You hear our like, nah, go. Hey, I cast you in the name of Jesus. Where will it go? No, but you go build house near bush. You want that cheap land. Now, you bought cheap land. You built your house near the bush. Now the owl is doing his normal duty. You're making noise. You go and carry jobless, ignorant people. Pay them money to be casting out owl from around your neighborhood. That's why I like white people. If it's them, they won't sleep again. They go and get camera. They want to film a live owl. And take a picture and put it on Facebook. And put it on Instagram. And then you now watch it on National Geographic Wild. And you pay money to watch it. If not my people, they go cast that out. Because of unnecessary fear. Because they don't understand that Jesus has delivered them. They don't understand that they have been delivered by the blood of Christ Jesus. Listen to me, if you have believed, you are free. Please stop making me preach this gospel again and again. I don't preach, I'm tired. Please believe it. Let me go on to something else. The fact is, if you have believed, you are free. I said to you, Christians have problems for a few reasons. Number one is ignorance. They misinterpret their dreams for them. Number two, everything has a proper procedure. You cannot take a patch of new cloth, use it to patch old one. We're discussing on Tuesday. You have become a believer, you have to choose. If you're a Christian, you're a Christian. You can't do business the unbelieving way. Because if you do business the unbelieving way, two people are against you. The devil is against you, God is against you. The devil say, why are you not fully on our side? And God says, I can't bless this Urukuruku you are performing. You choose one side. And the number three reason, I'm not discussing them in details, is that like I said at the beginning, life has phases. Life has what?
Phases.
Life has what?
Phases.
There is seed time and there is harvest. What does that mean? Your life is in two phases. There is a time in which all you do is just be planting seed. What do I mean by planting seed? Whatever you are doing, do it well. Cultivate faithfulness. Continue to train yourself. Like I say about business people, as any business you are not willing to learn, don't start it. Don't do it. That no matter how simple it appears, any business needs to be learned. Are you getting my point? You know pure water? Aquarafa, you know things like that? Hosinga, all those things you see around, Zenel. As simple as it looks, try it. You will know the first 6 months you are learning. To even buy it and sell. Try and buy gala and go to sell without learning that it has expiry date. Now you go chop them. You have to learn it. So what am I saying? Many people are starting things in life. They are in the learning phase. They are in the learning phase. They say it's a sign that they are cursed because they are not making the amount of profit they desired to make. Three things I've told you. One, ignorance. Two, people don't understand proper procedure. And then number three, they don't understand that life has phases. So they start struggling. They think God is angry with them. They think God is not happy with them. I remember I did something when I was a child. God is still punishing me till today. Somebody has asked me for cancer a number of times. Suddenly, a few days after I saw the person last, a few days after that, I suddenly got the diagnosis. I said, this person has not forgiven himself for all the sins of the past. That's the problem with a lot of people. So they get deceived. Listen, my message today is about righteousness. I'm saying to you again, God has forgiven you. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
Not because of any good thing you did yourself, but because Jesus died for you. Righteousness is by faith. You have to accept it. Prosperity is by faith. You have to accept it. Healing is by faith. You have to accept it. Everything is by faith. Long life is by faith. You have to accept it. Everything in life that you want from God, Jesus has paid for it. Once you accept it, it is yours. You accept it by faith. Christians go up every day. There are people who go to church. Listen, you soon get, those of you on my mailing list, you soon get another mail, a sermon, the one for this week. I didn't finish it. You get it early in the week. I'm talking about the love of God. Now, before I talk about that, let me quickly say something. Okay, let me take a pause here. I'll get back to that love of God matter. Let's read that scripture. I said we should open somewhere. Did we read it? Ephesians chapter 2. All right, let's read that one. Okay, let me start from verse 8. It said, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that's not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works. Your salvation is not by your works, so that no man may boast. Verse 10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we will walk in them. Now notice that we are his workmanship. We are what? His workmanship. That is, God made us. God made us. He created us for a particular purpose. Because he made us like that, that is what we are going to do. For example, I am not preaching so as to please God, even though I desire the depths, that is in the depths of my heart, I desire that my preaching will be pleasing to him. Are you getting my point? But I'm not preaching because I want to please God. The reason why I'm preaching is because I was created to preach. Are you getting my point? There was a time Jesus, all right, was contemplating the things of the cross. He said, Father, will I say, deliver me from this hour? He said, but for this cause, I came to this hour. I came to do thy will. In the volumes of this book, it is written of me. He said, thy law is within my heart. What does that mean? That is, there's something inside me, there's nothing else I can do. It is the will of God. We're created for good works. The example I've been given, let me continue because, you see, it's so important as to be able to address the issues of the lives of Christians. The example I've been given is this matter of money. I say, listen, you are not giving to God because you want to prosper. You are giving to God because you are a giver. You hear what I said? You know, one thing that I know it upsets me. I feel bad about it. I hate when Christians are doing things because they are afraid. They don't love the thing they are doing. Are you getting my point? And that's how you see somebody is going on the road. And I've seen it a number of times. Hello, excuse me, sir. God said you should give me 5,000 naira. Has it ever happened to you before? So you know somebody's happened to. Not church, this one on our road. Some people, when they enter a bus, the only reason they give that offering to that guy preaching is they are buying protection for this journey. You enter a bus, maybe it's peace, it's going to Lagos or Nature, whatever it is. As soon as they finish loading, there's one guy who comes near the door. You know now. So that they don't spit in your face, they have learned. They cover their mouths with their Bible. Good morning, children of God, as you're about to embark on this journey, we have to commit it into the hand of the Lord. Who won that? You go commit now. They know. Some of them may have been genuine. Right now, 95% are hungry. Initially, I believe it started as a genuine ministry. But guys have taken it over. And they finish praying. And they say, if you are a child of God, you are believing God for protection, you are believing God for you are believing God for this, you will sow a seed right now. Or if you want me to succeed, you will sow into this ministry. You see, Arm Robber will pass his own offering. Jaguda will pass his own offering. Reverend Father will pass his own offering. Good people, bad people will pass their own offering. Most of them don't like that guy. They don't care about him. They don't want if his ministry collapses, none of their business. What is just concerning them is that this journey is perilous. Many have gone. It's part of the prayer. Many have gone and they did not come back. Sometimes just to prove that I'm not afraid, those days, I refuse to close my eyes. And they've now used to preach. Some people are here. Their hearts are hard. I said, all right. Start. You go see hard hearts. I remember one day, I don't know who was right. Was it my wife? But anyway, I was at the Kenny Park. One woman was going sharing track. I explained that, listen, make up your mind. You want to beg or you want to preach? I gave it to her straight. You begging, you preaching. Okay, this was even downstairs here. Brother, I said, listen, let's get this clear. Are you begging or you are preaching? If you are begging, have money. Take. She collected. But don't worry me. Don't confuse me to make me think as if you are preaching. This is what I'm making. A lot of people are afraid. You see, they are afraid that, hey, you never can tell. No? Let I give you small money. Let them know this journey, this world is difficult. I said, my protection is not coming from this one. My God is not a mafia boss that you have to pay him small, small, lest he gets angry. He loves me. Are you getting my point? He loves me. He loves me. Listen, I can refuse right now to give one of those preachers 50 naira. Then I turn to somebody who is hungry beside that, dash him 100, 1,000. It doesn't move me. I do what I am doing because I know God loves me. That 1,000 naira is not going to make him save me from a journey, from accident. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
No. I give to the fellow who needs because he needs. Christians are too afraid. They are afraid of things that, oh my God, they think that every little thing, let's do so that God will give back to us. Let me say it to you again. God has enough reasons to bless you. Let me say it again. All the reasons he needs in life, he has enough of it. The only one he's begging you for now is that don't remove those reasons. You see, as we go, I told you I was speaking earlier and I was speaking prophetically. I was warning you because if you come to God arguing on what you have done and what you haven't done, you get into a realm where arguments on what you have not done will always win. I've discussed that before. If you do any good work, don't come near God with it. Assuming your good work is a jacket. Remove the jacket, hang it outside. Assuming your tie is good work. Remove the tie. Keep it outside. Assuming your shirt is good work. Remove the shirt, burn it. Assuming your singlet is good work. Remove that singlet, wrap it, and throw it on a tree. Assuming your belt is good work. What do? Remove the belt, fling it. Assuming your trouser is good work. Remove the trouser. You are going to pray. Throw it away. I'm going somewhere. Assuming your boxers or pata is good work. Come on, time. Where do you remain? Nakedness. Just as I am, with no cloth. No good, nothing. So why have you come? I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. Are you getting my point? That's all the covering I need when I want to ask God for anything. I ask him simply, please, this is so important that Christians understand it. For many, many years, God has tolerated us preaching all kinds of things. People say, before you do something, you first make a vow. Listen to me, your vow from today will fail. Pastor Bangi, let me say it again. From today, the mistake you made was that you came to hear me preach. If you are hearing this on CD, you will not collect the CD. If now on the internet, why did you click to download? Hey, why did you click to play? Now that you have clicked, you have heard it. Hear it again. From now on, your vows will fail. Anything you vow that, God, if you do this for me, I'll do this back, that thing will never work. Listen, even if you have said that, God, if you let me cross this road, I will give that boy money on the other side. That's it. Okada is coming after you. You don't cross me, Okada will just go, boom! You will go like this, figgy, togala, on the floor. God has mercy. None of your bones will be broken. Just small bruises. Why? So that self-confidence might die. So it will die. So that when you want something, say, God, man, this business is sweet. It go bless me. Oh, give me now. God said, take. I don't know, promise me anything. So that you go jam me like last time. I don't promise you nothing. This one is my own. God said, fine. This boy has learned his lesson. He has learned. This girl is learning.